For the Rutherford Institute, here's John Whitehead.
As the saying goes, sticks and stones may break your bones, but names will never hurt you.
Lady disc jockeys, but even our station started having calls from all over the world. I'll never forget being on the air and some station in Australia calling.
However, many critics of a pro-life website disagree. They say that naming doctors who perform abortions and labeling them baby butchers is more than a provocative form of free speech. It's an explicit threat. An org...
virgin until she was married, so it was a big deal. I should be a virgin until I'm married. I'm different from my mom because she didn't even French kiss until she was married, but yes, I'm a virgin.
But I don't want to marry a girl like me. I want to marry a man like me.
Without a warrant, but does it prevent the police from keeping you outside your home while they get a warrant? The Supreme Court has ruled that police were justified in preventing a man from entering his home while they went
Dolls
in search of a surgeon. The officers
he
believed the man would have
destroyed quickly
his
an expert they'd taken apart and put together again. His visa was inspected and stamped. He himself paid no attention. This was Trantor. The air seemed a little thicker here, the gravity a bit greater than on his home planet of Sinex, but he would get used to that. He wondered if he would get used to immensity.
Message prosecutors wanted to send a petty thief who stole 58 cents through an open car window. In an attempt to prove that petty crime doesn't pay, the prosecutors pressed for a prison sentence of 5 to 10 years, but the numbers didn't add up.
Women are now four, defining actions of the souls, for or against one another, that's us, we're finally feeling each other's inner soul. The eyes of love surround. The eyes of love stare at me, wanting to embrace, to warm, to squeeze me forever. Feeling each other, our souls become united. The feeling of love, the feeling of giving love, the joy of making a child his child, my child, our child. But my love and I are united as one, sit quietly looking, thinking, dreaming of our child that will never see the world. In a bottomless pit of hell,
anything you say or do can be held against you in a court of law.
In a bottomless pit, the niggas are cast, cast forever, forever. Die, dying forever, over and over they die. Souls are screaming forever. In the bottomless pit of hell, there is no return, no return. Spinning, spinning souls of evil. Niggas are spinning, niggas spin, spin, niggas, niggas spin, are spinning around and around forever.
Did you ago, the warning was named after a man suspected of rape and kidnapping. In a landmark 1966 decision, the Supreme Court ruled that Ernesto Miranda's confession could not be used in his trial. Miranda got off scot-free because the police didn't read him his rights before questioning him. The points of law are our Fifth and Sixth Amendments. They guarantee the accused fair treatment under the law, which includes the right to remain silent and the right to have a lawyer present during questioning. And that's one of your first liberties. This is John Whitehead.
You know, I associate this with stomach pain because every time I saw this logo in the test screenings, I knew that there were 2 hours coming where anything could happen.
The debarkation building was tremendous. The roof was almost lost in the heights. Gaul could almost imagine that clouds could form beneath its immensity. He could see no opposite wall, just men and desks and converging floor till it faded out in haze.
Attorney John Whitehead.
Do the police need more freedom to question you, or do you need more protection from being questioned by the police? After sending a man up the river on burglary charges, police later uncovered evidence that he had murdered someone during the crime. Upon further questioning, the man confessed. Prior to grilling him, however, the police officers had neglected to read him his rights a second time. A divided Supreme Court said it didn't matter and ruled in favor of the police. But dissenting justices...
It's from a saddlebag, and it's one that he doesn't recognize. And if, as well as that, it comes from a completely new place, then he will react in a very different way. And of course, it's quite easy for me to make that happen.
I'm going to play him a recording of a saddleback from a different island. His response is swift and very aggressive. He comes down for a closer look. He gives another warning. This is a serious challenge to his territory. It can't be tolerated. Now, since his rival seems to be somewhere close by, he's making a visual threat, displaying the brown patch on his back. He's ready to fight, if only he could find who it is who needs fighting. Well, I guess that's enough of that. We'll leave them in peace.
Said it did, arguing that the court's decision could undermine constitutional protections.
To many of us, however, this is the most delectable of natural sounds.
I realized that I was attracted to girls, I think, the first time I kissed a girl.
Oh. Oh yes, it is a pleasure. Oh yes, it is a joy. They are illusions, and you can have as much of the trappings or as little of the trappings as you desire. It's silly putty, in a way, and how much silly putty can you have? As much as you want. Thank you.
Abre los ojos. Open your eyes. Open your eyes.
Amazing. Hola.
Hola. Did you get to work all right?
Yeah. No, actually, I had a horrible dream.
You dream you'd never see me again.
I left your apartment. I went downstairs to the car. And my friend, the stalker, had followed me there.
Julie?
Yes. And she wanted to talk to me. And I remember I had this buzz, you know, that buzz from you and me. And I think my mind was still on that terrible drawing of me. But she was upset. I don't know. You know, I got in a car and she drove off a bridge and committed suicide with me in the car.
I thought you were going straight to work.
Did I survive? With my arm and my face reconstructed. And what's worse, I can't wake up.
Magic that is available to few and worked by even fewer. To dream and vision in the working of global magic. A next step. A next step in your personal great work. A next step in the great work of your age, of your time, of your world. We say again, and at this particular juncture of time, this particular month, you have successfully moved through phase one of this year of creation, this year of manifestation, moving through phase one of this year, harnessing the energies of creation. And in that movement entered a transition, shifting, changing. You now are fully in phase two.
We have gathered today not only inside this great cathedral, but outside as well, to share in America's grief and to mourn the loss of so many lives.
a warning. Smoking is bad for your health. Avoid inhaling. Kind of takes a pop out of smoking, doesn't it? It's like alcohol is bad for you. Avoid swallowing. Cool party, dude. Thanks for having me over.
Doom is dark and deeper than any sea jingle. Upon what man it falls, in spring, day-wishing flowers appearing, avalanche sliding, white snow from rock face, that he should leave his house, no cloud-soft hand can hold him, restraint by women. But ever that man goes, through placekeepers, through forest trees, a stranger to strangers, over undried seas, houses for fishes, suffocating water, or lonely on sailless chat by potholed bed, a bird stone haunting, an unquiet bird. Their head falls forward, fatigued at evening, and dreams of home, waving from window, thread of welcome, kissing of white under single sheet. But waking sees bird flocks nameless to him, through doorway voices of new men making another love. Save him from hostile capture, from sudden tiger's leap at corner, protect his house. His anxious house where days are counted, from thunderbolt protect, from gradual ruin spreading like a stain, converting number from vague to certain, bring joy, bring day of his returning, lucky with day approaching, with leaning doors. The second...
Is there less good stuff being printed? Is Sturgeon's loss and Revelation still in force?
I really do not know, Mike. I really don't know. I have a great anxiety about for the future of science fiction. And when I wrote to Publishers Weekly, I took a very negative view of the future of science fiction. I contrasted the hopes and dreams that we had had for it with now people writing about sword fights and little fellows with fuzzy turned up feet. What is it, Drano and Credo and the other? Yeah. You can't parody science fiction anymore because it's becoming a parody of itself. You know, people think science fiction consists of guys putting on fine-looking old-fashioned costumes and whacking each other over the head with swords, you know, and that's not science fiction. Science fiction is stuff like 1984 to me, and dystopias, you know. I mean, it's the novel idea is still the cardinal thing in science fiction. All we got now is tedious sermonettes masquerading as literature, adventure, you know, space opera. I had a strange experience. I played over a X-1 cassette that somebody sent me for one of my X-1 shows that NBC did in 1954. And it was indistinguishable from the latest science fiction, like Space 1999, as it was called, and Star Trek. I mean, mine was as modern in 1954 as what they're doing now.
One I
played over was Colony. Remember, we listened to that thing and we marveled that in 1954, I didn't do that. I don't take credit for the radio treatment of it. I mean, somebody else did it. But what he was doing in 54, treating my story, was as modern as what they're doing now. You know,
well,
you wouldn't know it was done in 54. It was nothing to give it away.
We're going to find out.
West Texas, pretty near California, far away from Dad's home in D.C. When I'm talking about myself, and they're talking about myself, all of us are talking about me. Now some may retort to personal attacks, take the high horse, claim the low road, that I am not a revengeful person. No, I simply respond with this oath. When I delivered the state of the budget address, I offered up a question or two. How can a man still put food on his family? Will the toll booths of the middle class become more few? No, it's time to make the pie higher. This idea is sure to resonate. This is no time to be sublimitable. No, it's time we must unificate. Because you see, when there's more trade, there's more commerce. And we'll bring this solution to an end. Even if your business is Hispanically owned, whether you speak French or Mexican, we're working for a hopefuler country, no longer balkanized, where humans and fish can coexist and each act civilized. I think we can agree that the past is over. Still, we're held hostile everywhere. These days, we don't know who they are. But we certainly know that they're there. No longer inoculated from the mistakes of the past with a foreign-handed foreign policy, we'll keep good relations with Kosovoans and Grecians and avoid emotionality. Now we know that reading is the basics of learning. Learning, well, I forget the rest. But teach a child to read and he or her will pass a literacy test. So I ask you, is our children learning? Will we tolerate failed subsidization? Or will this be where wings finally take dream and not a cufflink of federalization? So if you're tired of the politics of polls and of principles, it's time that you join this campaign. We're looking for women who will serve this country, and never the house will they stain. With faith as the basics of our belief, where a troop can house his family. We'll find power to power the power of the power plants. No, you'd best not misunderestimate me. With every word, every breath, our language dies a slow, sad death. Hail to the chief. Let's give him hail, part Yogi Berra, part Dan Quayle.
Above that, we can't simply can't hear, and that makes up to 75% of the sounds that some of these species make. So I worked for 12 years with orcas who vocalize kind of in the same range as a piano, as human music. And I've also spent a lot of time with another species called pilot whale, which is a 18-foot black dolphin that I've worked with in the Canary Islands. I worked with the orcas off of Vancouver Island, and for the past 4 years I've been working with beluga whales, which are the white whales that look like angels, for example, and also different calls than the ones in Alaska. So they're all distinct communities of whales with different
dialects. You said
dialects, exactly. There are people who can actually discern where the whales are from, and maybe even the family units by the sounds they make.
And it deposited this dirt called loess, L-O-E-S-S, very fine, good stuff, all over Eurasia. And then the great death cloud, continental in size, swept up over Siberia and killed probably 40 million woolly mammoths and other animals and swept them in water toward the Arctic Ocean, left many of them standing there in the mud, standing up.
Yeah, we know that happened. And yeah. They found vegetation in their mouths, that sort of thing. We all know that's true.
That's right. And then finally, the key to this, Art, is the Camp Century Greenland Ice Core. A few years ago, after I'd already written some of the book and everything else, I walked into the University of Washington bookstore, and I saw this volume sitting there, and I just about died, because it's called the Quaternary Environments. That means Ice Age. And I thought, and then I saw from just scanning the book a little bit, that they'd taken an ice core at latitude 77 degrees in Greenland.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, man, if they took an ice core, it's got to show the asteroid, the evidence of the asteroid impact at the level of 10,500 years ago. So I can tell you that I bought that book, went to the nearest tavern, sat down, had a beer, lit up a cigar, and turned to the index to ice cores, because it was all on the line right there. I was either right or I was wrong. And I started reading.
pocket in the car, instead of two bags. But I climbed up the door to the car. Remember how the dog hurt him? He had a hurt dog there. I walked in the middle of the front door to the other. But after he was present, Darwin stared out at him with the transparent window, marveling at the conversion of air flight within an enclosed structure, and cooking and keeping at the back of the window. People became tense and random. The scene contracted further and began to slide faster. There was a wall ahead.
"You want to know about my life," said Simple as he blew the foam from the top of the newly filled glass the bartender put before him. "Don't look at my face. Don't look at my hands. Look at my feet and see if you can tell how long I've been standing on them." "I can't see your feet through your shoes," I said. "You do not need to see through my shoes," said Simple. "Can't you tell by these shoes I wear, not pointed, not rocking chair, not French-toed, not nothing but big, long, broad, and flat, that I've been standing on these feet a long time and carrying some heavy burdens? They ain't flat from standing at no bar, neither, because I always sets down at a bar. Can't you tell that?"
I'll go into an area, and it's very evident early, as soon as I started, that only certain of the whales are the musicians. So you have a family, say, of 20 whales in an area, and the same two whales will come around every night for a month, and the rest of them could care less.
Makes it worse is that the media today is much more controlled than it was in the 1950s. We have less independent newspapers, television, radio, I mean, except for, you know, these handfuls of radio stations around the country. I guess yours is one of them. Pacifica is another, community radio. But aside from that, radio and television dominated by really big business, by corporate influence, and the result is that it's very hard for people to find avenues of dissent, harder today than back in the 1950s. But the atmosphere in many ways is the same. Terrorism has replaced communism. Now, you know, communism was real. I mean, that is, there was a real Soviet Union, and the Soviet Union, you know, did invade neighboring countries, you know, Hungary and Czechoslovakia. But what we did was to exaggerate the threat, find communism everywhere in the world, even where there was no Soviet influence, even where people were just trying to change their own governments, get rid of dictatorships and so on. And so we took a reality and we exaggerated it, and the government used it for the purpose of suppressing dissent and for the purpose of continuing governmental foreign policy on the ground that all this was doing something against communism. Well, same thing is happening today with terrorism. There is
And now, it's time to get on the phone and talk with Radio Now's Dr. Onan Winkydink, author of the international best-selling self-help manual, Sex with My Hat. The doctor is in.
Hello. Why, look, it's me.
And I'm Dr. Winky Dink, an old hand at self-love. So what are people thinking about on the last night of the so-called last day? I know what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about me. And I have the right to do that. See, it's my gift to me. It's my party to myself. And I've got my party hat on, and you know what I like to do in my hat. Well, let's go to the phones. It's a chump in a booth. Hello, chump.
You're a self-serving a-hole, you know that?
So you'd like to talk about my body parts. I wonder how I feel about that.
Who cares? I'm locked in.
Well, we're all locked in, but you hold the key.
No, I don't. Cream for brains. It's locked from the outside.
Prisoner of your own body armor.
Oh, stop the psycho babble, Winky Shrink. Oh, this sucks.
Sucking is good, too. I can hear Chump being jealous of my Winky, and I suppose that makes him angry, but I know how you feel. Sometimes it's too much for me.
Dink, Dink, it's me, the Chumpster.
There's no way to talk about ourselves. Only the Chumpster within talks like that.
You ignorant pissant! Let me out of this box!
Didn't know ants could piss. I only have the power, though, to get out of my own box. It's a beautiful box, wrapped up with a big red ribbon, and I give it to myself every day. In fact, I'm giving it to myself right now.
Shut your ignorant pie hole, you insufferable wanker. Look, I'm across the wall hall here waving at you, see? Look, get your head out of your lap and look up. Don't you get it? I've been locked in this booth by the guys with the eyeball hats.
You know I've been waiting for this for years. Real mental illness.
You bastard, I'm coming to get you. Mm-hmm. Where's that chair? Yes!
Man, what was that? Is the station on the air?
Fellas,
all right, I'm Bebop.
Fellas, excuse me, there's some fast breaking news happening right out there in the hallway.
Ray?
Chump is just knocking the whiz off of that Dr. Winky guy.
Man, you're kidding.
And, oh, look at this funny hat I found. It's covered with eyeballs.
Oh, that's spooky,
hey, is
man.
That champagne?
Yeah.
You gonna finish that steak?
Well, you can have
I'm
part of it, man, but
off.
Those aren't mushrooms, man. Those are white truffles.
Hey, guys, hey, guys.
Kill me.
Guys, school your Zebra, we're still a radio station.
Yeah.
Go back on there. Let's go to public service announcement. What we got here?
Oh, man, those are so dull.
Blind, lame, victims of incense.
I gotta go
verdict
home.
The challenge.
I could read some poetry.
Go to the lottery.
Of the world, I fear that human civilization would not evolve to its highest potential. Indeed, civilization might not even survive. We haven't gotten very far with the statesmen and politicians solving the problems of the world. If one or two of them were to have a mystical experience, maybe we'd have a better chance. If not, maybe the mystics themselves should have a go at it.
Found by the trial court and by the appeals court, found that Microsoft repeatedly broke the law. When the largest and most powerful software company in the world destroys the youngest and most innovative software company in the world, there should be some penalties. Now, Microsoft's betting that the benefits to breaking the law so outweighed the penalties, it was a good thing. So we'll have to see. We know what the benefits are. Microsoft now has a monopoly in browsers. We know it's a huge benefit, huge value to Microsoft. Will there be a corresponding offsetting penalty? Who knows? Maybe it's like robbing the bank, getting $50 billion or $100 billion out of the bank, and then they fine you $10,000 for having robbed the bank. And again, if you have a very small penalty for a very huge robbery, then from Microsoft's standpoint, breaking the law turned out to work quite well.
You know, have to go through this process, but the fact is that's completely impractical.
Hey,
that the last aspect of it is the content restriction, which is that no more than two songs can be played by of a single artist can be played within a three-hour time period. No more than two songs in a three-hour time period. That means that if you're ever going to do any kind of artist retrospective or his look of trying to put music in a social or historical context, you would not be allowed to do that.
HRB is on the web too, aren't they? They do orgies all the time.
HRB would have to stop its orgies.
And what about those rock block weekends, you know, where they play three songs in a row by every single artist?
Well, they wouldn't be able to webcast it.
Run, niggas! Run until you fall! Run until you tremble! Run until you cry for help! Run! Run, niggas!
From the railway trainmen, which they said he organized the telegraphers, the switchmen, the carmen, the locomotive firemen, and the engineers, edited their union papers, would run the treasury, and his brother Theodore kept the shop back in Terre Haute while Gene was out organizing. Mm-hmm. And in that period, conditions in which Debs operated, something that would be hard for anyone today to believe, he described these conditions in this language. I was filled with enthusiasm, and my blood fairly leaped in my veins. Day and night, I worked for the Brotherhood. My grip was always packed and I was darting in all directions. To tramp a railroad yard in the rain, snow or sleet, half the night, or till daybreak, or to be ordered out of the roundhouse for being an agitator, or put off a train, sometimes passenger, more often freight, while attempting to deadhead over a division, all were all in the program. I rode on the engines over mountain and plain, slept in the cabooses and the bunks, and was fed from the pails by the swarthy stokers who still nestle close to my heart. And so I was spurred on in the work of organizing, not merely the firemen, but the brakemen, switchmen, telegraphers, shopmen, trackhands. And as I became known as an organizer, the calls came from all sides.
There it is. All the proof I ever could have asked for that the asteroid had hit.
And how is your house up at the party?
Barney. What party?
Barney. Red dress, trappy shoes. I spill something on your shirt. Sweet and sour. I'm the saddest girl to ever hold a martini.
My dreams are a cruel joke. They taunt me.
Mm-hmm.
even in my dreams, I'm an idiot who knows he's about to wake up to reality. If I could only avoid sleep. I can't. I try to tell myself what to dream. I try to dream that I'm flying. Something freeing.
Enter with him these legends, love. For him assume each diverse form, the legend native, as legend queer. That he may do what these require, be love like him, the legend true. When he to ease his heart's disease, must cross in sorrow's corrosive sea, as dolphin go, as cunning fox guide through the rock, tell in his ear the common phrase, required to please the guardians there. And when across the livid marsh big birds pursue, again be true. Between his thighs the pony rise, and swift as wind bear him away, till prize and they are left behind. But when at last these dangers pass, his grown desire of legend tire, then love, standing at legend's ending, claim your reward. Submit your neck to the ungrateful stroke of his reluctant sword. That, starting back, his eyes may look amazed on you. Find what he wanted, is faithful to, but disenchanted. Love as love. Now I'm going to read a section from a long poem I wrote called The Sea and the Mirror, which is about Shakespeare's last play, The Tempest. This particular section is called Alonso to Ferdinand. You must imagine that all of them, the play is over, and they're all sailing back to Naples. Alonso, an old man, is composing a letter that his son, Ferdinand, is to read when he dies, and Ferdinand ascends the throne of Naples. Alonso to Ferdinand. Dear son, when the warm multitudes cry, ascend your throne majestically, but keep in mind the waters where fish see scepters descending with no wish to touch them. Sit regal and erect, but imagine the sand where a crown has the status of a broken down sofa or mutilated statue. Remember, as bells and cannon boom, the cold deep that does not envy you, the sunburnt superficial kingdom where a king is an object. Expect no help from others, for who talks sense to princes or refer to the scorpion in official speeches as they unveil some granite progress, leading a child and holding a bunch of lilies. In their royal zoos, the shark and the octopus are tactfully omitted. Synchronized clocks march on within their powers. Without, remain the ocean flat where no subscription concerts are given, the desert plain where there is nothing for lunch. Only your darkness can tell you what a prince's ornate mirror dare not, which you should fear more. The sea in which a tyrant sinks entangled in rich robes while a mistress turns a white back upon his splutter. Or the desert where an emperor stands in his shirt while his diary is read by sneering beggars, and far off he notices a lean horror flapping and hopping toward him with inhuman swiftness. Learn from your dreams what you lack. For as your fears are, so must you hope. The way of justice is a tightrope where no prince is safe for one instant unless he trusts his embarrassment. As in his left ear the siren sings meltingly of water and a night where all flesh had peace. And on his right, the Efreet offers a brilliant void where his mind could be perfectly clear and all his limitations destroyed. Many young princes soon disappear to join all the unjust kings.
Having moved from harnessing the energies of creation through the transition into honoring the forces of manifestation. But you know, it matters not the exact time of the year. The map for creating and manifesting has been layered. Whenever you want to create, whatever month, whatever year, whatever time in your reality, you want to create greater creation with more precise manifestation, it begins by building vitality, building by vitality by harnessing the energies that can lead to or precipitate into creation. And as you gather respect and then harness the energies of creation, so something shifts and shifts inside of you, a transition. And you emerge from the transition beyond harnessing the energies of creation to honor the forces, to honor the forces of manifestation. And you do this by changing.
And stop. Can't run. Nowhere can you hide. Hide from the souls of evil that haunt you. Cry, crying. Niggas are crying people. Scared, scared of their own souls. Afraid, afraid of their own shadows. Run, run, run. But there is nowhere to run. Are you crying?
WZBC. I guess if you dig under all the Teutonic levels and so forth, and check with an authority figure, he'll tell you, I guess, that it's scientifically proven . Of course, they'll charge you for that. Because if you're approved of by the big machine in the sky, it's like working wholesale. You're in the biz, charge appropriate markup, and employ an accounting firm to show your work. Like arithmetic. But that's an old hazy story by now. Over a couple rooms over, I think. Couple rooms over. And hang a left. Sometimes if there's only audio, you can just look at other things. Or if there's only the smell of somebody's badly cooked dinner lingering, you can always put headphones on and touch something outside. think it's a matter of reality. Modulation. An oft forgotten thing to do. That is, if you even remember. Emotions being what they are and all, it can grip you. Just like synesthesia on the creative side, there can be multi-level marketing on the dismembering side. Matter of layers. Boring cores to prove it.
For your mother who never wanted you, crying for your father who left you, crying for your sister who hated you.
Fundraiser for rocklibrary.com going on right now at O'Brien's in Alston on Harvard Ave. $7 to get in, but it's a donation. Rocklibrary.com. I don't know anything about it, but as long as Microsoft or Merck don't own it, through a three-leveled, cantilevered holding company reroute through an Asian think tank, cum academic, subsidized through some foreign military comeback through the Netherlands. I guess it's probably all right. My favorite corporations getting a lot of free advertising these days. Maybe pretty soon we'll find out that Madonna Corp has no talent. Maverick and all. Dream on your favorite corp. Maybe they'll get in the spotlight. Personally, I'm thrilled with MCI, WorldCom. Two old corporations bought, layered over, sedimentally many a fiscal year ago. MCI WorldCom being two names left like decaying fetid matter on the white sheet in one version of the books. It's a matter of trust. But it's an old story, full of pus. A couple apartment condo buildings, realty trusts, over, hang a right, modulate, I tell ya.
Dutch, the Dutch, they're much too much. We're going to kick them in the crutch, flick bogies at the slimy wogs and trip them up with our own clogs. We'll twist their ears and break their glasses, stick their tulips up their arses, foul their whims with our bells and vomit into their canals. The Danes will bash their brains and wire their willies to the mains, boycott their bacon and their prawns, go and piss over their lawns. The scabby Scandinavian scum got scrotal scabies of the bum. They live on fish heads and weak tea, their lager tastes like canine pee. The Swiss, they stink of piss. No race more tedious than this, with cuckoo clocks and huge amounts of money in their bank accounts. They may be rich, but we don't care. We'll shave off all their pubic hair and make them live in Belgium. That's the right place for the boring brats. The French, they smell like tench. We'll chase them all into a trench, get loads of garlic on our breath and suffocate them all to death. We don't like onions, snails or Proust, so smeg off, frogs, we rule the roost. You may be existentialist, but we're Gerard and we get pissed. The Czechs, they're scared of sex. They've all got crab and skinny necks. Their cars are shit, their beer's too strong. We're not going to stay there for long. It's absolutely zilch to do this, no black label and no glue. So we'll just wreck the place and go and leave them to their queues and snow. The Krauts, they think they're louse. But I've seen nastier Brussels sprouts. They strut around like football yobs, but they're all talk and cheesy knobs. They live on pickled vegetation. What a fucking stupid nation. All their nipples are bright green, the strangest folk I've ever seen. The Swedes, they're fucking weeds. And all their cities look like leaves. They walk around with plastic bags and noses stuck in porno mags. They live on fish just like the Danes, but they've got even smaller brains. Their language sounds like double Dutch. Their land smells like a llama's crutch. The Yanks, many thanks for bringing in your bombs and tanks, protecting us from Arab hordes, and bringing herpes and skateboards. You're foreigners, but you're all right, because you speak English and you fight, or so it tells me in the sun. Cool, being a moron is such fun.
Chances of getting out today?
Van still won't start. Larry's working on it.
Wouldn't you know it? Can I buy you a drink?
Okay.
Jim Beam, ice, water.
For you, miss?
Sweet vermouth and the rocks with a twist, please.
What are the chances of getting out of town today?
Van still won't start. Larry's working on it.
Oh, wouldn't you know it? Can I buy you a drink?
Never works. I can't. I try to tell myself what to dream. How did they lay it out?
Okay.
I mean, how does that proof add up? Sort of give me the layman's version.
Sure, you bet.
It out.
The passport that the asteroid had hit.
And how did they lay it out?
Okay.
I mean, how does that proof add up? Sort of give me the layman's version.
Wouldn't you know it? Can I buy you a drink?
I do is it's very easy for a competent musician to mimic orca sounds. Orcas make sounds which are, professionally they're called frequency modulated. Frequency modulated mostly means it's their melody. Fancy word for melody. So if a orca, say the northern Vancouver Island animals, which I like because their frequency modulated calls are so downright musical to my ears. So let's say they make a simple sound like doo. Now I could repeat that sound over and over again, and I've worked with many musicians and they get very excited and they say, oh, we're doing interspecies communication. And it's clear to me, especially now that I've been doing it for so long, that all we're doing is mimicking them, and that if we weren't playing, they'd do it. So there's a few other things you need to hear it as an exchange. And the most obvious thing is if I take their sound, which say, just for an example, starts off in the key of D, and I raise their little melody up to the key of E flat, which is a half tone, and then they repeat it in D, then I know that there's nothing going on. But if they repeat it in E flat, I know that they're listening to me.
Began high in the air and extended upwards out of sight.
Is indeed the monster we fear he is, and as it is whispered throughout this valley, do not hesitate to cut off his head.
That's when I became sort of emancipated, I guess.
And a lot did happen. We'll talk about that and more.
The idea is theoretically to stop a webcaster from starting, say, an all U2 webcast.
Well, then say you can't have all U2 webcast or all Beatle webcast. I mean, let's say, you know, it's kind of asinine to say you can't play more than 2 songs of an artist in 3 hours.
Yeah, well...
I actually think it's kind of asinine to charge non-profit radio stations the right to put their stuff out on the web with people listening around the world.
Yeah, that's basically the issue, whether it's profit or not, or community radio.
There are but few trades I have not helped to organize, and less still in whose strikes I have not at some time had a hand.
Try to dream that I'm flying. Something free. Never works. Problems? Look, I'm in no mood to be fucked with, so do yourself a favor.
There's an explanation for all this, David. You and I know each other. You found me on the internet. I'm here to help you, David.
Who the fuck are you? Why are you following me?
First of all, it's very important that you calm down.
Calm down.
up there.
You must overcome your fears and regain control. Take a hold of your life again, David. It's as easy as holding that glass.
Same song with a few new chords for Albion's user-friendly hordes. A thornless rose is bending in the breeze. And Tyler smiles through the acid rain and the sheepdog trials. Perhaps he never really went away. And Tyler smiles on the village greens and the seven dials. There's still so far to go, but anyway, Tyler smiles.
I do believe I have it, however. I have to think about it.
Until
the work doesn't have to be painful.
I told him the stockbroker there to be playing tomorrow night, Friday, Allegheny Street on Mission Hill with P.V. Smith of the Adverts. 7 o'clock. 617-254-3606. Attila the stockbroker. I guess it's Allegheny Street. Here's a gave you the phone number. Sounds good. Of course, it could be a continuing loop. There's a lot of that going around. Adam Newton, the WZ, streaming online at WZBC.org. I have conjurers pedaling on bicycle tracks below decks, assiduously conjuring. Against carp. You know, that carpal audio tunnel syndrome. Kind of a disease going around. And I have had to employ the conjurers because, short of Palladium by Microsoft, this could be a big one. Just given enough time, the Matrix will squat down on it. Is that right? And when they squat down on it,
Yeah. They squat down and jiggle it around, and back out comes the sound. It's an old, old nursery rhyme, written by a very young girl. It's controlling everything as far as I'm concerned.
The recording industry is, of course, much more powerful than the movie industry. Five times bigger.
Not to the deaf, Gary. Not to the deaf.
And of course, it's so expensive to make those CDs now. It's pushing a quarter, I think. That's with the liner notes, of course.
You're pushing quarters?
So we gotta conjure up some conjurers.
Well, there's a couple on the bike track.
I'm doing some sofa surfing myself. Using high magic. I'm not even bothering with the low.
You're moving on.
I'm going right to the stuff no one's ever heard of yet.
Except the deaf. And they're way ahead of us, Gary. They love your show. I saw them talking about it in sign language.
That could be a big problem. No more streaming of any sound that is ever recorded by anybody. Anywhere.
Why don't they just take our cookies and milk while they're at it? We want to share.
I already took mine.
Hot dog. I'm next.
Big problem out there. But it's a couple of apartment complex real estate trust holdings over. And you gotta make a U-turn and come back on it.
Well, to quote Grandmaster Flash, it's all about money, ain't a damn thing funny. If he in fact even said that.
It's actually about control and domination. Money's a subset. Like sex.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sometimes the mics are and they don't.
House of Chaos, ringing true.
The WZBC in your own Newton.
So, newmetaphysics.com, while it can, and I expect to continuously stay online forever and ever and ever.
Amen.
And, of course, studio475.com/newmetaphysics for the foreign language version, which some people think is English.
Depends where you're from. Depends what you're used to.
Email for the major, GaryG4@Mac.com. GaryG4@Mac.com.
The current king.
of audio.
Don't worry, I'm in a Class C dossier sector, so the email intercept would be passed around by a couple of second-string secretaries before anybody with a right to execute will read any of them. So just feel free.
Hey, you're so far in, you're out.
Is that William Wallace I hear?
It's Sir William of Franklin Wallace, Mr. Gazerman.
Of course, of royalty.
Well, a special shout-out going to our pal Jesse down in Randolph.
He's on the radio frequency of his own making and design.
A king in his own world.
Exactly. With his own currency and...
his own frequency.
And his own entertainment.
He's always helping us out at the Z.
All right.
But the work which involves the breaking down of old confidences and old habits always involves the enlarging of the boundaries of your tent and embracing territory which the tent hid from your sight before it was expanded. And the embracing of new territory seems scary because you don't like to play in the unknown. But it isn't because it's really scary. It's just that you have a habit of trying to maintain tininess and stay in the known. So you have to be willing. And you have to own your willingness. If you can blame the failure on somebody else, if you can blame any failure on somebody else, you may know that you did not bring your full willingness to it.
Doing this on my own, all by myself. No.
Yes. And if you had it to do over again, you would do it all over again.
Actually, I would.
Yes. Your willingness and your commitment is still fully present. So when you do it, you don't complain because it's hard.
Now, it gets even cooler than that, because once in a blue moon, they might answer me in the key of E, which means they've not only heard me, but they're reading it as a pattern that I'm going up a half a step.
I associate this with stomach pain because every time I saw this logo in the test screenings, I knew that there were 2 hours coming.
Come in.
You must overcome your fears.
and regain control. Take a hold of your life again, Dave. It's as easy as holding that glass. What if I were to tell you that you can take control of all of this, everything, even me?
Look, I'm straight, okay?
David, look at all these people. Seems as though they're just all chatting away, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Nothing to do with you?
No.
And yet, maybe they're only here because you wanted them to be here. You are their god. And not only that, but you can make them obey you or even destroy you.
Well, what I'd love for them to do
is shut the fuck up, especially you.
You see? You and I signed a contract, David.
Who is the man in the restaurant? Who is it?
I can't.
Can you tell the difference between dreams and reality?
Of course, can you?
Think about it. Think with your head. You signed a contract, did you not?
The kind of love that you do see in a movie.
Sweet vermouth, rocks with a twist, please.
For you, miss?
The same. That's my favorite drink.
They curve separated in the mid-70s. Now, since that time, there has been some economic growth, but social indicators have declined. They've now at the level of about 40 years ago. The major monitors of this at Fordham University describe it as a social recession. During the golden age, first phase, incomes grew quite fast across the board. The highest growth actually was in the lowest 20%, the lowest growth in the highest 20%. The second phase is totally different. The lowest 20% suffered an income decline, and the growth of income was highly concentrated in the top few percent. Take a look at California, which is the star performer of what's called the new economy. And it's often forgotten that the new economy is in very crucial respects a product of the state sector that's in violation of the rules, but conforming to economic history. The Federal Reserve Bank of California recently released a study of the California economy in the 1990s. It found that purchasing power per family had declined about $1,000
average wages and income, average wages and incomes declined and poverty increased. Only New York has higher inequality. That picture generalizes worldwide for the second phase as compared to the first phase.
Now Wembley sings some glory days beneath the old twin towers, from England 1966 to Nelson's finest hour. The hallowed turf has also seen some awful tragedy, when Gordon missed in extra time in 1983. Now pigs can fly all over the place, the poll tax become fair, and little Colin Moynihan could grow some pubic hair. But we who love our football never thought we'd see the day, the smeggy sons of sellers walking down the Wembley way.
Eeyore, Eeyore,
the Palace got to Wembley, they've never been there before.
Eeyore, Eeyore,
roll up for the donkey derby, there's room for plenty more. Now they beat the mighty Portsmouth with a fluke last minute goal, against the awesome power of Rochdale they played the starring role. The Grecian gods of Huddersfield were calmly swept aside, and the way they dealt with Cambridge filled on Sellers Park with pride. And then they met a proper team and confidence was thin, because the last time they played Liverpool they didn't exactly win. But the Anfield defence deserved 10 years on the dole for letting in that quadruped to score the winning goal.
Eeyore, Eeyore,
the Palace got to Wembley, they've never been there before.
Private power, highly concentrated, unaccountable private power determines what goes on. That private power, nobody had a word to say about it. Nobody knows anything about it.
And manifesting in a new way.
Was always to provide a tour guide. Kurt is helping Tom's character through a question. How did I end up here? How did this crime that doesn't feel real to me happen?
At the level of, you can count the years on the ice court like tree rings.
Gotcha.
And so you just go on down, and when you hit the level of 10,500, here's what they found.
Davis over JT Mullen?
No, he's not expecting my call.
No.
Okay, I'll call
Bye.
You. No, I'll call
Bye.
You.
Hang up the phone.
Thank you. That's nice for you to do that for me.
First of all, there's going to be a lot of these regardless of how good you are, but you happen to suck big, fat-ass rhinoceros dick.
Well, thank you. That's confidence-inspiring.
I got this friend who runs this other firm, right? He hands out this book to all his new trainees, right? It's called a rebuttal book. It looks like a little file of facts. It's got these index tabs, but instead of having letters like A to B, G to H, it has all these different things like, you know, my wife won't let me, or, you know, I'm not in the market right now, or send me a prospectus. It has a rebuttal for any excuse. Anyway, that's all stuff you're going to have to learn later. The most important thing you got to know right now is that you can be whoever you want to be on the phone. You know what I'm saying? I mean, who cares? Do what you got to do. Change your last name. Say you're the fucking vice president, you know? Who cares? Just get the cocksucker on the line, you know?
Yeah, but wait, how can I do shit like that? I mean, isn't there a compliance officer here?
Oh, no, man. Everybody does that shit. Are you kidding? I mean, even on Wall Street. What are you talking about, John over there? The guy works for us. The guy's a fucking chimp.
Look at him.
The only compliance work he's doing is making sure my lunch is still hot when it gets here, you know what I mean?
As you know, your transactions will be monitored by Stockwatch. If any trouble does arise, you are on your own out there. I mean, trail does stop with you.
And Kurt, we're going to find out in the course of the movie, develops a strong relationship with this guy who he's attempting to deconstruct.
Reading it as a pattern, then I'm going up a half a step. Now, one of the interesting discoveries in this work that's happened in the past 10 years is that musical tonality and progressions, you know, things we call scales, do, re, mi, fa, sol, are not cultural. They're actually part of the makeup of our ear, and that what we call these progressions are also in the ears of birds and whales.
This is the month of May, one of the two darker months in this year. Not as dark as it could have been, that is so. But yet one of the darker months of the year. And what do you do in the darkness? Do you recoil? Do you hide? Do you cover your head, Chicken Little? You are magicians. You are map makers. And in the time of darkness, you bring your light and you step forth. You bring your light and you step forth to unravel the greatest secret. Not just any secret, but the greatest secret of success. You come forth bringing your light to dream and to vision with a new magic, a different magic, a rare and precious magic, global magic. The next step in your, the next step in the But again, it matters not which month. For the map of creating, the map of manifesting, building vitality, harnessing the energies of creation, a transition, honoring the forces of manifestation, and then stepping forth, succeeding, dreaming, visioning, then to step forth. Working magic, because that's what magicians do.
Holes that were the mouths of tunnels. Gaul's taxi moved toward one of them, plunged into it. For a moment, Gaul wondered how they exactly what was coming from there.
Highly concentrated, vast, unaccountable private power. Nobody had a word to say about it. Nobody knows anything about it. Concentrated, unaccountable, vast totalitarian system. Nobody had a word to say about it. For the most part, nobody knows anything about it. Highly concentrated, vast, unaccountable private power. Vast totalitarian control. Vast. Concentrated totalitarian unaccountable private power determines what goes on. Nobody knows anything about it. That moves towards a kind of totalitarian system. This is a business-run society.
accept your body's resistance. Let your head answer.
Yes.
That's right. Who is Ellie?
I don't know what's real.
What happened that night, David? Somebody died.
I don't want to remember.
You understand you hold the keys to this prison.
It wasn't Sophia.
Who was it?
No.
Who was it?
No!
As you know, your transactions will be monitored by Stockwatch.
The guy works for us. The guy's a fucking chimp.
Look at him.
The only compliance work he's doing is making sure my lunch is still hot when... Max, it's got these index tabs, but instead of having letters like A to B, G to H, it has all these different things like, you know, my wife won't let me, or, you know, I'm not in the market right now, or send me a prospectus. It has a rebuttal for any excuse.
And everything spins from their relationship.
The interesting experience in this regard was in Near Elmira, New York, one night. In the middle of the night, he was kicked off the train and fell out in a deep snowdrift. And this was typical of things that happened in this period.
While the food is handed out and eaten, the actor who plays the part of Poole furtively enters the orchestra from the rear. He finds an unoccupied seat and falls asleep.
Crying for nothing, nothing. The souls of evil are in you forever.
Minutes after they've been speaking this surrender, surrender, we start to hear the helicopters start to bomb the quartel and start to use their laser ray and things like that. So we hit the ground.
It soon became clear that the objectives were not limited only to military targets. According to witnesses, many of the surrounding residential neighborhoods were deliberately attacked and destroyed.
Obviously, what we would like to see happen is the trashing of the DMCA, but short of that, a class of stations needs to be carved out, which is exempt.
My mother always taught me that looks are important, but, you know, what they have inside is even more important, and I can't find myself with an ugly man. He had to have looks.
I was taught to desire a kind of guy that's going to really respect me and kind of
just hold me as number one. It's always like that guy that's kind of elusive. That's the kind of guy I always, always, always fall for. And, you know, because it's a challenge, I guess.
M9A86FCKM3+65FKOS. JS$7.4BV asterisk. M1CAR176ZK2=WV81E.
That's all stuff you're going to have to learn later. The most important thing you're going to know right now is that you can be whoever you want to be on the phone.
Was an experience in which the individual came into contact with God.
Afraid of happiness.
Who was it?
No!
They found there was an instantaneous 20 degrees Fahrenheit increase.
Sweet vermouth, rocks with a twist, please.
For you, miss?
The same. That's my favorite drink.
Mine, too. It always makes me think of Rome. The way the sun hits the buildings in the afternoon.
Well, what should we drink to?
To the groundhog.
A level of totalitarian control that has very rarely been reached in the world, if ever. Vast move towards a kind of totalitarian system in which highly concentrated, unaccountable private power determines what goes on. Nobody has a word to say about it. For the most part, nobody knows anything about it. And this is expected to continue. Highly concentrated, vast move towards unaccountable private business-run society. Nobody has a word to say about it. Vast private power. And that's a level of highly concentrated, vast, unaccountable private power. Totalitarian control that has very rarely been reached in the world. It's ever. This is a vast, unaccountable
power. Hey, feeling good and rude. Somehow seems to change my mood. Drugs make me happy, yes indeed. When you're feeling down, do up some speed. Cause when I do a grand, I always forget just who I am. Drugs always keep me in the lead. When I was just a young boy, I sold everything I own. Saved my money from some drugs. Nothing quite comes close to THC. Cause when I down a few, there is nothing I can't do. Drugs is the stuff that keeps me free.
That is your nature. That is your grace. We say yet again. It is not as though you do not know of success. You do know success. Aware of its trappings, and the value of its trappings, certainly so. They are illusions, absolutely. Continuously changing, most definitely. The trappings of success for a child are very different than the trappings for an adolescent, for a grown-up, for an ego. For a spiritual adult, certainly so. The trappings keep changing as you grow, as you change, as you grow older. They are illusions, and you can have as much of the trappings or as little of the trappings as you desire. It's silly putty, in a way, and how much silly putty can you have? As much as you want. Oh, we do not diminish the fun, even the value of the trappings. But you have come to know the fundamental, the core, what is at the root, the base, however you term it, of what is genuine success. You know success. The fundamentals. Having access to resources, both physical resources, emotional, mental, and spiritual resources. Not necessarily possessing those resources, maybe owning them, maybe they're yours, maybe they belong to you, but more it is about having access to the resources, physical, emotional, mental, to the resources, spiritual, to bring about what you truly want, to bring about those rewarding friendships, those intimate relationships, that meaningful work, that fulfilling success, to bring about experiences of your strength, power, your talent, to bring about reflections of your worth, your value to yourself and to others. You see, having the trappings isn't enough. Having resources, having access to resources is the key. But those resources for the express purpose of those rewarding friendships, intimate relationships, etc., for that reflection of your value and worth. Because you see, there are those people who can have all kinds of resources and access to even more resources, all kinds of opportunity, all kinds of money, all kinds of stuff and things, all kinds of silly money. But if out of it do not come rewarding friendships, intimate relationships, do not come meaningful work and fulfilling success, comes not experiences of power and strength and talent, nor a sense of worth and value, then no matter how many resources they have or have access to, the trappings do not reflect success. The fundamental is the access to resources, however many or few trappings one may have.
Doubtless I shall be criticized as before. For it's obvious that the values of women differ very often from those values which have been made by men. Well, naturally this is so. Yet it is the masculine values that prevail. Speaking crudely, football and sport are important, the worship of fashion, the buying of clothes, trivial. And these values are inevitably transferred from life to fiction. This is an important book, the critic assumes, because it deals with war. This is an insignificant book because it deals with the feelings of women in a drawing room.
The sun no longer stood in the middle of the sky. Its light slanted, falling obliquely. Here it caught on the edge of a cloud and burnt it into a slice of light, a blazing island on which no foot could rest. Then another cloud was caught in the light, and another, so that the waves beneath were arrow-struck with fiery feathered darts that shot erratically across the quivering blue.